That's from Deep Blue Sea, starring Samuel L. Jackson and LL Cool J.
Isn't that the one where LL Cool J lives the whole time?
Yes. The best movie, one might say.
I would disagree, but I will leave you with your opinion. You're fine.
Tap on your microphone. Okay.
Okie dokie.
Excellent.
Excellente.
You also have to be in that microphone, though. So,
like this?
Yes, that's perfect.
That, okay.
The pad is exactly where you need to be.
Okay, I'm going to get COVID all over this. I don't have COVID.
I might, so you already got my COVID from being that close to it.
Cool, our COVIDs can fight each other.
Yeah. We're going to have a COVID battle.
You guys taking vitamin supplements?
No, because I don't care about having expensive urine.
I'm not 50.
Yeah, you're not 50.
No.
You're fucking 40.
Yeah.
You should be taking vitamins.
No, I just eat enough food.
Take it. That's. Do you eat a very balanced diet?
Yes.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
I bet you're deficient.
I follow the food pyramid, motherfucker, and I get plenty of sunshine.
So you're eating like 60 pieces of bread?
Kind of, yeah. Yes, I am. I eat more bread than... Look, I go through a loaf of bread like at least once a week, maybe more often. Let's see, 4 slices of bread for 2 sandwiches, 4 slices of bread for bread. I eat 8 slices of bread a day.
Damn.
I try to avoid bread.
Do you eat the end pieces or not?
Ugh.
I usually feed those to the birds.
The worst.
Okay.
Or the squirrels. Welcome to the Loud Neighbors Podcast. My name is Trevor. I'm here with Colin and Fleer.
Yes.
Hey, I'm back.
He's our new co-host.
Yeah. So, how are you guys this week?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm fine.
I discovered a thing.
What did you discover?
Have either of you ever had Dots pretzels?
Yes.
The most delicious, wonderful pretzels in the world?
Yes. I prefer original over Southwest, but
Southwestern style, I don't like it all. They have cheese curls now.
What?
Yep. I'm sorry I didn't bring any for you guys to try because I ate them all.
Why do you?
They're fucking good.
I see how it is.
I don't know where that's to get them though. I was down in Missouri for a job on Friday, and I stopped at a Casey's and they had. I'm like, oh.
You didn't just buy a bunch?
They're $4 for a little tiny bag because it was a gas station.
Yeah, but how much is the beef jerky you always buy like 10 pounds of? It's at least fucking $4 an ounce.
It's different. It's beef jerky.
Yeah.
It's different.
Yeah, you're right. It's not as good.
It's different.
It's not as good.
Are you? Wait, what?
I am not a huge, like, I'll eat a piece of beef jerky.
Well, that's because you're wrong.
That may be. I don't know, man. I want my meat to be tender and medium rare, not overcooked, not super well done to the point where it's just leather. I don't want to chew on leather for a half an hour.
Yeah, I prefer, like, the beef sticks or the sausage sticks.
Oh, you guys are both wrong. Ugh.
I'm with you, though.
Ugh.
I'll snap into a Slim Jim.
Oh, it's not even beef. It's fucking mechanically separated chicken. Do you even know what that is?
Delicious.
Nobody knows what that is.
It's
that pink slurry shit in Chicken McNuggets.
If it's good enough,
are also gross.
If it's good enough for Macho Man Randy Savage.
Yeah.
Yeah. Where's he today? Dead from a heart attack from eating too many Slim Jims.
No.
Wow.
And possibly cocaine. How dare you, sir?
How dare you besmirch the good name of the Macho Man, Randy Savage?
I mean, but he's dead, isn't he?
The former Macho King.
But he's not alive snapping into
King of the
Jim.
Macho.
He snapped into one too many Slim Jims and 8 balls.
I mean, mostly the 8 balls.
Mostly the 8 balls.
Goddamn.
It also makes you wonder when people like fucking endorse shit like that, do they actually ever eat it? That's probably not something he ate.
I don't know. It's probably lots of protein, right?
Is there? It's not actual meat.
I'm sure greatest of all time Michael Jordan was not eating Big Macs every day.
Right.
Like McDonald's wants you to believe.
Right.
Do you think he actually wears just Hanes?
I really find that fucking...
I don't know.
I was watching... I saw a commercial the other day. Some celebrity was promoting some bullshit fucking... I don't know what it was. It wasn't important what it was, but it was something that was... I think it was Lady Gaga in her fucking rainbow Oreos. I'm like, do these people have any kind of... Because there's like all this talk about Americans being fucking morbidly obese. And the reason our death count is so high with the COVID probably has something to do with us also being the fattest country.
Yeah.
Or one of the fattest countries.
Probably.
Do these people have no like moral compass that tells them, maybe I shouldn't take this endorsement deal because it sets a bad precedent? Kids are going to see it and go, oh, I should eat nothing but junk food.
But Oreos are vegan, so it's okay.
They literally work in an industry that is built on the exploitation and rape of children.
I know. Well,
no, they have no moral compass because they go to work every day knowing that.
Yeah.
Because because they wait until Harvey Weinstein is physically incapable of raping any more women before they decide they should put a stop to him raping women.
Right.
For 50 years, they're just like, oh, yeah, we're just going to let him.
That's the thing he does. It's fine.
Yeah. Oh, he's literally can't help my career anymore. Well, he's too limp dick to rape any more women. Let's bust him out on it now.
I don't understand why people take them seriously at all. Like, yeah. I don't. Because celebrities and opinions.
Yeah.
They're all garbage people.
The only celebrity I take serious is Corey Feldman. Because when he tells you, yeah, I was raped a lot as a kid, you're like, that explains everything about you.
And when fucking Barbara Walters told him he's ruining the industry by trying to talk about that.
Wow.
Jesus.
Yeah. Oh, so speaking of celebrities, there was a Rough and Rowdy pay-per-view last night.
Rough and Rowdy?
Rough and Rowdy is ran by Barstool Sports.
I heard about that.
Jose Canseco was the headliner, and he was fighting somebody called the football guy, who's just an employee who used to play football in high school.
Is this like bum fights, or what are we talking about?
No, no, it's like amateur fucking boxing, like, but literal amateur people that have no fight experience.
And how is that different than bum fights?
Because they're paying these people. Like, they agree to it. They sign contracts.
They bought those bums booze. That's the same.
they sign contracts. It's, you know, it's mostly college kids. Going, fuck yeah, I'm going to beat this dude up from this other school.
All right. And, fair enough.
It's great because the commentary is some of the funniest shit you'll fucking ever hear. It reminds me a lot of, Stranglemania kind of shit.
Oh, man, Stranglemania was good shit.
Bill Burr's done commentary on a number of them. Dave Portnoy's fucking great.
I don't know who Dave Portnoy is.
He's the head of Barstool Sports.
Yeah, he does.
And that doesn't help me.
He does pizza reviews. One bite, everybody knows the rules.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Barstool Sports is sports for bros.
Yeah. I mean,
he's
like ESPN for more bros.
He reminds me a little bit of a white Kavarius. He's a self proclaimed fucking dirtbag. But he's a funny guy.
All right.
I like him. And he does a lot of good things. Like, he raised like $23 million and is fucking putting it back into the restaurant industry for people who've been fucking furloughed for the last year.
Well, good for him.
He was on Tucker Carlson after the whole GameStop thing. Cause he's apparently he's a pretty big investor, and he was talking about, there's some fucking guy. It was that dude who went on talking about like, oh, blah, 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 GameStop sucks and blah. He's trying to tank the fucking stock.
Andrew Left?
Yeah. He was talking about that guy, calling him a fucking dirtbag and piece of shit and all that stuff. So he's a pretty cool guy. I like him. Anyway, all Jose Canseco, headliner. Guaranteed like $1 million to fucking fight in this thing.
A Jose Canseco bet.
He didn't
pay money for this.
Is like, if you break our pay-per-view records, he took a dive in 12 seconds.
Wow.
He got punched in the shoulder and just fucking dropped.
What a bitch.
Yeah. And Dave Portnoy just went on fucking, he went out on Twitter. It was like, that motherfucker took a dive. Fuck him.
Nice.
That dude got paid, like, he's like, he got paid over $1 million for 12 seconds worth of work. Fuck this guy. Like, that's fucking funny.
Yeah.
I don't know if you've seen Jose Canseco recently.
I have not.
Completely fucking jacked. Dude is gargantuan.
Then why did he take a dive?
Because he didn't want to actually get hit.
What a bitch.
He is. He's also the guy that snitched on all the other baseball players in a book about steroids.
I wonder if Jose Canseco is the one that... So there's this guy who used to be on Giant Bomb called Dan Reichert, who like has a feud with some former baseball player, but I can never remember which one. But
it's probably Jose Canseco. He's kind of a piece of shit.
I think he wrote the foreword to his book or something. I don't know. It's weird.
Not kind of a piece of shit. He's just a piece of shit.
Dan Reichert's a weird guy. He got married in a Taco Bell.
Perfect. I'd get married in a Taco Bell.
Dan Reichert is this weird fucking, like, he was a games journalist who, like, he doesn't understand things. Like, he thought eggshells were egg whites. He's a real fucking weird guy. Like,
he's
had
an autism.
Like, is he doing a bit or is he legit?
No, this is just legit.
Okay.
That the egg whites were the eggshells.
Yeah. He wanted to make an egg white omelet, so he just started crushing the eggshells.
Oh, no.
And he's like, they're not turning into an omelet. And he called his mom. He's like, I don't understand. What am I doing wrong? And he tells these kind of stories all the time on the podcast. But, like, he's a huge wrestling fan and a huge nerd. And, like, he just started, like, emailing in videotapes when he was working at GameStop to Game Informer until they fucking got sick of it and just hired him to shut him up. And he's basically gone through life stumbling into, like, his dream jobs ever since. Like, now he's the podcast director for WWE.
Perfect. Huh. Jesus, yeah. What the fuck?
He's awesome. And he's funny as fuck. And all of his stories are as ridiculous as the fucking, as the egg white story. He's one of the most entertaining people I've ever heard on the internet.
I know you hate CM Punk, but he said something like he had his first UFC fight and he got the shit kicked out of him.
Yeah.
Remember that? Well, anyway, after the fight, he was talking to the guy that beat him. And told the dude, because dude he was fighting was basically like, I don't fucking really deserve to be here, because he was young, up and coming.
Sure, sure.
And CM Punk told him, he was like, fake it till you make it.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of people who are pissed about that, but I'm like,
that's like just great life advice in general.
It fucking works for a lot of people.
That's literally how you deal with depression.
Not just that, some people just will never get an opportunity if they don't.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not that kind. I don't have that personality. I can't fake it till I make it.
Yeah, that's why you'll never make it.
I know. It's fine. That's why I've accepted this a long time ago.
That's why you're just stuck in a rut for the rest of your life.
I mean, I like my job now. I actually have a really fun job.
Yeah. Must be nice.
Must be nice.
It is nice. I mean, I probably still get paid less than both of you, but...
Yeah.
I make up for it and I get to do something I actually love doing.
Yeah. That's fair. There's stuff to be said for that.
There is. There seriously is.
I don't hate my job nearly as much as I did a few years ago.
Yeah.
If
I was getting paid $10 more an hour to do the job that you do, that I used to do, I would take this job instead.
That's fair.
I would take the $10 pay cut.
Let me tell you, my job has sucked for a real long time, and they've been making baffling decisions to make it worse for about 15 years.
Yep.
And my manager pulls me in the other day, and he's like, what's something we can do to, like, I don't know, help to make you less miserable here? And there's a thing I've been pushing for 15 years since they got rid of that I'm like, dude, bring back Employee of the Month. It's free. It's
super simple.
It's simple. It costs the company $0 or $20 a month, which is to a $1 billion company, $0.
Even if they fucking gave out a $100 prize, it's fucking worth it.
Right. Well, we do these things called, like, these award points at work, and they're just, you get 200 award points, and then you can redeem it for shit on the company store.
Go get, like, Amazon points
But you can get Amazon cards on it, and 100 points is $10. So I'm like, just 200 points or 400 points, 20 or 40 bucks of Bravo points. It's fucking tax write-off for the company.
Yep.
A little piece of paper that says, congratulations, you're Employee of the Month.
Yeah, we recognize you. We appreciate
you. Yeah, I'm like, that little tiny bit makes such a... I'm like, look behind you. Like, on his wall, he still has his Employee of the Year from 1999.
Yeah.
I'm like, motherfucker, 22 years ago, you got an Employee of the Year, and you're still hanging on the wall there. What does that tell you about what that means to a person for free for the company? And he's like... That's a good idea. 2 days later, he's like, we'll be announcing Employee of the Month, building up to Employee of the Year, starting at the end of the year. So my shift has Employee of the Month again.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. Finally. I've been pitching this to every supervisor and manager I've had for 15 fucking years.
Well, it's like making changes, though.
When I worked there, they had, it was a production facility, so there's numbers.
Yeah.
They used to have fucking numbers like shift leaders and then the shift numbers. Yeah. They took that away. They took it away because the day shift was getting the shit kicked out of them by both swings and mid shift. And the day shift manager was like, well, we can't fucking have that. It's because you have a bunch of old lazy people who don't want to do their fucking job.
I got them to bring back the top op listing on our paperwork about a year ago.
Like,
I've been bringing back all that kind of shit slowly over the past few years. It's been nice.
It's weird how a little bit of competition fucking really kicks people on.
That's what I told
into
him.
Gear.
I'm like, I told my last manager this, and he just was too lazy to ever put it on the paperwork. Yeah. And this one's like, yeah, let's do it. And so at the top of the paperwork, it's top op, 18-inch top op, 15-inch, blah, 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 you know?
Yeah.
And you don't really hear anything about it day to day, but they didn't put it on for a few days, and then fucking operators started going into the office and be like, yo, who the fuck won yesterday? Cause,
that's funny.
Because there's a handful of them that are all real competitive with each other that want their fucking name there. Just
and
to
I
be
bet
like,
if
fuck
I,
you,
I,
I'm the best.
I bet if you go fucking comparatively from when they weren't doing it to when they were, you'll probably see an increase in numbers.
Yeah.
For overall.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I know I'm definitely one of those people. Like, if there's a way I can compare myself
everybody
to somebody,
everybody
like,
is one of those kind of people.
I gotta beat them.
You can't fucking help it. You just do that.
Right.
Unless you're just pitted against somebody like Fong, and then you're like, well, fuck, I might as well give up now.
Well, a few years ago,
sure.
A few years ago, I tried pitching them that, like, hey, we need to put the numbers back up. And they fucking, somebody got the big brain idea that, well, if the top operator will get them working, we'll put all of the numbers up.
That's
and then
stupid.
You'll know who the worst operator is, too. And then that'll shame them into running harder. I'm like, no, that'll shame the middle of the road people into being like, oh, that's all the harder I have to work?
Yep.
Well, that's all the harder I'm working.
Yep.
And that's what it fucking did. Plus, they stopped that.
This has been ran by
weeks.
Fucking retards for a long time, and I don't understand how it's still in business. I mean,
we are very cheap.
Yeah.
And that's all I have to say about that.
Makes no sense, man.
I have off mic stories I can tell you.
Okay. What the fuck else?
But they're making positive changes, and it's all my fault, and I'm pretty proud of myself for that.
Yeah.
Nice.
Oh, you know what else I started doing?
What's that?
I started playing Bloodstained.
Oh, yeah?
I don't know what that is.
Yes. Do you know what Symphony of the Night is?
Yes.
It's that, but not Konami or Castlevania branded.
Yeah, the guy who made Castlevania Symphony of the Night started a Kickstarter a few years ago.
Oh, is this what you were talking about last week? You were talking about some game that was like Symphony of the Night.
We probably brought that up, yeah.
Maybe.
Okay.
There's lots of them.
Okay.
But he started a Kickstarter when all the Kickstarters were getting popular a few years back, and he's like, I'm going to make a new Castlevania Symphony of the Night, but I'm going to call it Bloodstained. And it took forever to come out.
It's fucking gorgeous.
Is it?
God damn, dude.
Fun to play?
The music is so fucking good.
All right.
Like, I just beat the first fucking stage.
Yeah.
It's kind of cool because it's like, you know, Symphony of the Night, you had one big castle you explored.
Right.
This is like, so far it seems like it's going to be a bunch of smaller places you can explore and then go back to. Kind of like, there's some of the Game Boy versions of Symphony of the Night or Castlevania that did that.
Okay.
The protagonist is a female who, you know, does magic and she's got all sorts of weapons that she can use. So Symphony of the Night basically is fucking pretty much a la carte.
All right.
It's fucking good.
I'm gonna have to check that out.
I'm like, well, this is gonna suck up the rest of my fucking existence here.
It's been on my wish list for a while, but it's also expensive.
Yeah.
But maybe I'll just pick it up.
Do it.
I did just pick up a game the other day just because I was on a whim. On Tuesday, we had no work. Like, we had no work on Tuesday. Yeah. So they're like, everybody go home. Fuck off.
Sweet.
I'm like, dope. So I'm just like, I'm going to bounce across the street and see what candy is selling. And I picked up The Legend of Zelda Link's Awakening for the Nintendo Switch.
Yeah.
That was a fun one.
That game is good.
Yeah. I haven't played it.
It's like this little top-down isometric, like, kind of diorama, like, it almost looks like you're playing with little, like, fucking Fisher-Price little people or some shit.
Yeah, the art style was weird at first, but then I got used to it.
I really like it. Like, it's neat. It looks like you're playing with little toys, basically, but it's very much just like a Link to the Past or old-school 2D style Zelda game.
Well, it's just a reskin of the original. So
of the Game Boy one.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's real good. It's real well done.
Nice.
And it was a lot of fun. And I beat it in like a week.
Jeez.
I just kind of played it all day while I was at work. I'm like, I need to take a break from Pokemon now that I've finished Pokemon again. And have already caught 210 Pokemon.
Oh my God. I have to tell my brother.
I need 190 more Pokemon.
Jesus.
Some of them I can only get from trades, so I got to wait for Grace to get to the end so she can get her ultimate Pokemons and we can swap those. It's a whole thing. It's a whole thing filling out your Pokedex, Colin.
Yeah.
You gotta catch what you can and trade what you can't.
Just as I don't know.
So you can catch them all. You got to catch them all.
I'm good. I'm fine. I don't need it.
I have a friend who's like that. She still plays Pokemon Go, and she's struggling with that. Because she found out apparently there's one Pokemon that you can only catch in Egypt.
Yeah, well, there's some Pokemon. There's one Pokemon for like each region, like each continent. There's then they'll do raids where they're available other places.
Well, and like she lives in Chicago, and somebody there put that Pokemon in one of the gyms in Chicago, so it shows up as a Pokemon she's seen, but is not caught yet.
Nice.
So now she's like, oh, I got to go to Egypt.
Yeah. All right. Fortunately for me, Pokemon on the... You just catch them in the video game, so I don't have to travel to Australia to catch the Australia-exclusive Pokemon.
I mean, I love the idea of traveling, but traveling to catch a Pokemon... you should be fucking
rewarded with Pokemon.
No, you should be fucking thrown into a mental institution.
I remember that when it
fucking crazy.
I remember when it first came out. There was that guy in New York who had caught all of the U.S. Pokemon.
Yeah.
So then, whoever made the game Niantic, they flew him to Europe and flew him to Australia to complete his Pokedex so he could be the first one.
That's funny. Pokemon is a fun game, Colin. You just don't understand.
I understand.
That summer it came out, it was a lot of fun.
I never played Go.
Oh.
I didn't get into any of that because
it was a chance to be outside, which was nice too.
You could just go outside.
Yeah, but
God damn it.
Go is missing the thing I want from Pokemon, which is the stripped down turn-based RPG battles. Just all I want out of Pokemon is just to do that endlessly.
That's fair.
And this game, this Pokemon Sword, lets me do that endlessly, and it's great.
So does Grace have Shield?
Yes.
Okay.
Or Ethan does. One of them does. I don't know whose is whose. But they brought it over the other day and let me swap some Pokemon around that you can only evolve by trading. So some Pokemon just evolve by leveling up. There's a couple that you have to trade to get them to evolve, and I needed them in my Pokedex.
I remember when Red and Blue came out, and they were like that. And one of my friends had Red, I had Blue, and he was an asshole and would not trade with me, so I could never complete my Pokedex.
What a jerk.
I know.
Ugh. Now he's dead and buried in your yard, right?
I
don't think so.
I wouldn't admit it on the mic either.
So you want to keep talking Pokemon while
I'm on sleep? Jesus.
Welcome to the Pokemon Neighbors. This is a podcast just about Pokemon.
I quit.
Please write in all of your emails about Pokemon.
Holy fuck, man.
You know how many Pokemon? There's like 800 Pokemon.
I get it.
We could just do an episode about each individual Pokemon God and all its abilities and changes throughout the years and regional variants. And
oh, fuck.
I watched some movies this week, too.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
None of them were Pokemon.
Oh, that's... Fuck, thank you.
They're the opposite. So instead of pocket-sized monsters...
A giant monster? Did you watch Kong versus Godzilla?
It's not out yet, but I'm watching the other ones to build up to it. I watched Skull Island, which is the new King Kong movie with John Goodman that came out a few years ago.
Oh, was that a King Kong movie?
It was called Kong Skull Island.
No, was it?
King Kong lives on Skull Island. I don't know if you know that about King Kong. He lives on Skull Island.
I'm not a big King Kong guy. I've seen him. The original King Kong.
I mean, I'm more of a Mighty Joe Young guy myself.
I've seen that movie. I do remember that one.
But yeah.
It was never something that was like, oh my God. The first one was cool because I was like
a kid.
Five when I saw it.
Agree.
And man, that giant fucking monkey climbing up on top of that Empire State Building, swatting at them planes, that's pretty sweet.
Okay, so Legendary Pictures had a plan. They're like, we're going to start an American version of these fucking... of these fucking Godzilla films.
Yeah.
So they made...
That started with the one in 2000? Godzilla 2000 with fucking Disturbed?
No, Godzilla 2000 was Japanese.
Was it?
Yeah.
Oh.
The only American one before this was Godzilla 98. with Matthew Broderick.
I was going to say, was that the Broderick one? Or?
Maybe that's the one I was thinking of.
And then in 2014, they released Godzilla, starring fucking a bunch of people you don't know, and briefly starring Walter White.
Okay.
Heisenberg. I watched that the other day, or yesterday, I guess. It wasn't available anywhere, so I had to rent it on Amazon, but fuck, it's good.
Really?
Yeah. I really fucking enjoyed it. Like, not what I expected. They're not remakes of the originals. They're like, well, everybody knows what Godzilla's story is, so we're not just going to do a Godzilla attacking the thing. We're going to jump right into the Godzilla's fighting other monsters shit. Nice. So it's Godzilla fighting other monsters, and it's fucking awesome. And then in 2017, they released Kong Skull Island, which is also, like, everybody's seen King Kong get climb the stupid Empire State Building and do that. So instead, we're just going to have King Kong fight other monsters. So they go to Skull Island, and they find King Kong, and he's way bigger than King Kong has ever been.
Yeah.
And he's fighting giant monsters.
So that's one of the things. I don't remember seeing trailers for those movies in any of that, but this new one, it's trailers of King Kong and Godzilla fighting, and it's fucking awesome looking.
Yeah.
Like, there's a reason I really like Pacific Rim.
Yeah.
It's not a good movie.
You should,
but it's an awesome movie.
You should watch Skull Island, and I'm going to watch King of the Monsters tonight, which is the next Godzilla movie. So it went Godzilla, Kong Skull Island, then Godzilla King of Monsters.
The King of the Monsters looked all right.
Where he fights fucking King Ghidorah, and so I'm excited about that. And then Kong versus Godzilla comes out in a few weeks.
What about the King Kong by Peter Jackson?
That movie is just way too long.
It's fucking awful.
I've seen parts of it.
It's boring.
But Jack Black's in it.
Yeah.
Like, the Skull Island part's kind of cool, but it's way too long.
Yeah. And even most of that is like, this is fucking, goddamn, man. What are you doing?
Okay.
So, yeah, I recommend all of these fucking Godzilla movies so far, because they're better than Pacific Rim, because they had a budget and they didn't have Jax Teller's really wooden acting. They have real actors in them.
I mean, so, okay, here's the thing with Pacific Rim.
I love Pacific Rim. I'm not shitting on it.
But here's the thing with Pacific Rim, with the wooden actor guy.
Yeah.
It works because that was the live action Neon Genesis Evangelion that everybody wanted.
All right, fair enough.
And guess what?
Chicken butt.
The fucking acting in that was terrible.
That makes sense.
It was perfect.
The Godzilla movie was fucking cool because, like, it wasn't a lot of direct shots of Godzilla and the monster.
Mm-hmm.
It was a lot of shots of, like, the main characters or even, like, just general crowds, like, running away. It was a lot like, it reminded me a bit of Cloverfield, where it was all like people freaking out, and then like in the background, these two giant fucking monsters just going at it and destroying the city, or like, yeah. So it was a lot of like, well, this is what it would be like from the ground level in San Francisco if these two fucking monsters were just tearing ass like a mile away from you.
So it's closer to like found footage than.
But not, it's not like done found footage style.
It's
but,
not shitty.
Yeah, but it's shot like, it's shot from a human perspective more often than it is from the monster perspective. And it's fucking, I really enjoyed it. I thought it was really well done.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I just watched Office Space again.
That's also a good movie. Yeah. Oh, and Samuel L. Jackson and John Goodman are in Kong, so that was cool. Yeah.
I rewatched Guardians of the Galaxy 2.
Really?
Doria was watching that.
I don't think I've rewatched a Marvel movie.
The Guardians movies are fucking great.
Yeah, they're great, but I've seen them.
They're funny to watch again.
All right.
Because those movies are fucking funny. They're comics.
Yeah.
It's like, I don't know.
The
jokes are well done.
Yeah.
It just, that movie hit in a way that none of the other ones really did.
Well, I've rewatched the first Iron Man a couple times.
Yeah, that one's all right.
Have either of you been watching WandaVision?
Yes.
I have not watched any of it yet, but like everybody on my social media is going crazy about the episodes.
It's because people are stupid. It's good, but people overreact about everything now.
Yeah.
So don't trust what people say. It's like, what was the other recent one? Oh, the fucking ending of The Mandalorian. Everyone's like, oh my God, I can't believe it. I'm like,
yeah, I never
watched. Oh, that's cool.
I never watched that either.
It's good.
A good show. Yeah. It's a good show, but really the ending good. Is like, well, that's disappointing because that means Baby Yoda's dead.
It's not even... Jesus Christ, spoiler alert. It's not even that, though. It's like... It's just fucking people's overreaction to everything.
Well, it's like the newspaper, man. Everything has to be... Like, you can't just be like, oh, man, this guy said some mean stuff about that guy. He eviscerated him.
Yeah, and I guess.
Everything is... Look, when everything is awesome, when awesome is your baseline for good, you don't have a lot of up to go, so yeah. You really have to overreact.
WandaVision's good, though, and like I think I said last week, it's got Kat Dennings in it, so...
I've been meaning to...
Do I need to say any more?
No.
Okay.
I've been meaning to watch that.
Do it.
And then I saw a spoiler that I'm like, oh, I definitely kind of want to watch that now.
It's good. And I like how it's actually... It's one of the shows that they're really fucking... combining the cinematic universe with the small screen universe, so that's pretty cool, which I guess they can do because it's Disney. They own it and
they own everything.
They own all of it.
Fuck, they own everything. What doesn't Disney own at this point?
Yeah,
Warner Brothers. That's
it's like the DC shit. They had all the TV shows and the movies that kind of, they didn't really tie in. Even like the Netflix Marvel shit is loosely connected, but not.
Well, yeah,
they never mentioned anything.
They do in the begin. Well, like the whole reason that all the shit is going on in Hell's Kitchen and that they're discovering all the shit is because they're rebuilding the infrastructure after the first Avengers.
Yeah,
movie.
Like yeah. The first season, like one of the early episodes, they reference the event. Like,
yeah,
that's all they say about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, it's that. That's the what the. I hate that shit.
They also reference the Hulk in an episode.
Oh, do they?
I like when they get.
It's been a while since I've watched it.
Lean into it and go. Guess what? You all know. We know. It's the same shit.
Yeah. I heard a rumor though that that Daredevil's going to be in that new Spider-Man movie, and if
yeah, I've heard that
true,
too.
That would be fucking awesome.
That would be awesome. I also rewatched, I should say, It Chapter One. Furniture Mart's getting rid of all their fucking movies. All
right, going there as soon as we're done recording.
If they have anything left, but 4K Blu-rays were 15. All Blu-rays are $10, and DVDs are $5.
Ooh, yeah,
all the fucking box sets are gone because my buddy Tim told me about it, and his friend got the last box set of Community for $10. I'm like, motherfucker.
Nice. You gotta buy that. You gotta buy that fucking physical if you want to watch the best episode of the fucking series.
Right. I picked up a random season of Doctor Who with Tom Baker for $10.
Nice.
It's like 37 Blu-rays.
Yeah,
it's so much. So I'm probably not even gonna watch. I'll probably just sell it because you know.
Yeah. Well, also, man, I've tried to watch some of that old Doctor Who. That shit is.
It's not good.
70s low budget sci-fi is hard to watch.
It was cool at the time, but
sure.
Yeah. Yeah, not great.
Yeah.
I also picked up a copy of Pitch Black in 4K, so I'm excited about that one. I haven't seen Pitch Black in
a long time.
There
is a line in that movie that is one of my favorite lines in a movie ever.
Yeah.
He's like, they're ducked down and, you know, fucking Vin Diesel can see in the dark because he has silver eyes. That's how it works.
That makes
the shine.
Yeah.
And
it's called
the
shine. That's what they called it.
The Walmart Tom Jane, I can't remember who the actor is, but he looks like a knockoff Tom Jane. He's like, how does it look? And fucking Vin Diesel's like, it looks clear. And Walmart Tom Jane like starts to move out, and one of the little aliens like swoops down at him and he ducks back down. He's like, I thought you said it was clear. And he goes, I said it looks clear. Well, how does it look now? Looks clear. It's just my favorite interaction in the movie. It's wonderful.
It's a good movie, though.
Vin Diesel is fucking great in it. The character is great, and everything they did in the follow-ups was not as great as it was in that movie.
Correct.
They took a guy whose like whole gimmick was he was a psychopath fucking serial killer, and they just kind of turned him into a boring action hero.
Mm-hmm. I didn't understand Chronicles of Riddick at all.
No.
It made no fucking sense.
It was nonsense. I mean, it was kind of cool that he became king of the zombie wizards the end, but...
Yeah, was it?
I never saw the third one.
I didn't either, because the second one was terrible.
Yeah.
You never seen Pitch Black? Oh, that's right, you don't
watch
movies.
I don't watch movies.
What's wrong with you? You should watch movies. They're good.
Okay.
Got him!
Yeah, buddy!
What have you done this week, Fleer?
So a couple nights ago, there was a shooting on my street. That was kind of cool. Not really.
I mean, isn't that kind of like, couldn't you say that like at any given day, couldn't you say a couple of nights ago there was a shooting on my street?
That's par for the North Omaha.
Yeah, that's probably true. But yeah, like I had just gone to bed, like I had turned off my light, and then I just hear pop, 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 pop. Oh. And I hear a car driving away. I'm like, oh.
Well, that's terrifying.
Yeah.
Drive by. Sweet.
And then a few minutes later, four cops showed up. They weren't able to find any bullet casings, but they did find some blood on the street. So they assumed that this person just got picked up and taken somewhere.
Oh.
Omaha Scanner never reported it. I was trying to see that to get more information, but
so they didn't find the body or the shooter. Crazy.
There was some, what day was this?
This that would have been the same night as the Canseco fight, because that's all I was seeing on Twitter while I was trying to find Omaha Scanner. So I think it was Friday night.
Interesting.
That sucks.
Yeah. And what else did I do? Not really a whole lot. I've just been doing homework this week.
Ugh.
That sounds stupid.
It sucks.
Drop out. What the fuck's wrong with
you? I'm considering it. Just I hate this fucking class so much.
Yeah.
But like I was reading reviews for it. Like all the reviews say this class is hard, but it is one of the best classes in the program. So I'm like,
what are you going to school to learn? What is your major? Is that what they call them?
That is, I don't know if that's what they call it for grad school though.
No,
but it's my master's in computer science.
Got it.
So I don't need it for my job. So that's why I'm kind of thinking, should I continue this? But it's just when I kind of want it.
Right.
So I don't know.
I mean, you've already sunk this much money. Right. In for a penny, in for a pound, they say.
But there's also the sunk cost fallacy, so it's like...
There's a lot of fallacies.
Yeah.
I was going to just say that I was recently considering going to... I don't know what Metro has available, but I want to take some networking classes. Because I would like to get a CCNA.
I don't know anything about networking, so I don't know if Metro is good or not.
I know. Metro's good for most things. I mean,
I know if you make your cables look pretty, the internet will love you. But other than that, I don't know anything about networking.
That's a fact. That is definitely a fact. I mean, I do low-level networking stuff, but I'd like to know more. And really, I would like to go for a Cisco certification, because it would make me more money. And that would be cool.
But would it make you enough more money to pay back the money that it costs to get you there and then still make you more money?
I can't speak for Colin's job, but like a lot of companies will pay for your certification too.
Oh, well, there you go.
Yeah. I don't know if I'd... Metro, if you go to school at Metro, it's not expensive. Let's just put it that way.
Yeah.
Also true.
That's fair. Don't do their online classes. They might be better now. But don't do their online classes 10 years ago.
Yeah, I mean, it's whatever.
I can agree. I did some online classes 10 years ago. Like, these are a joke.
Well, I think that's kind of... I think online classes are kind of just like that in general.
Maybe. I'm getting my degree online.
Well,
all classes are online now. I guess you don't really have a choice.
Yeah.
But yeah, I remember 10 years ago when I was at that job, I had like 20 minutes of work a day. So I was just, I'll take some classes at Metro and... do it while I'm at work.
Makes sense.
Should have done that at my last
job. Hey, Colin, can you reach into that fridge and hand me a Diet Coke so I can be full Sean?
No, I can't reach.
Oh, my goodness.
My chair's in the way.
You're too fat to open a door next to you. Thank you. I appreciate you.
But yeah, I've been...
Did you say full Sean?
Yeah.
Oh.
Because Sean from The Dick Show is always asking for Diet Cokes in the middle of a show.
I've been going to the gym, too, and I was happy to find out I needed to tighten my watch band today.
Nice.
Maybe a belt, too, but I haven't worn a belt in months, so.
That's weird.
How do your pants not fall down?
I've been wearing sweatpants and athletic shorts.
That'll do it. Jesus Christ, bro.
I've been working from home since March, so.
I guess these pajama pants I'm wearing would be my entire wardrobe if I didn't have to go to work.
Yeah.
So that makes sense to me.
That's weird. Wearing pajama pants is weird.
Not wearing pajama pants is weird.
I'm just boxers, man.
Yeah, but I'm not going to wear boxers with company. If you guys weren't here, I would be wearing nothing, I promise, but
ew.
I'd just be wiping my ass all over everything.
Oh. He sits in that chair a lot.
I know. Yeah. As I'm in Trevor's spot, I'm upset.
Gross.
You started it. I was just talking about nice, comfortable pajama pants.
Anyway.
You had to make it weird.
Yeah, and I made some food today.
Oh, what'd you make?
I made this year's version of what I call, I hope every team has a good time.
You're such a positive guy.
I know. It started last year. I was bored.
Yeah.
And for the Kansas City and San Francisco Super Bowl, I made a pork rib mission burrito.
All right.
And that was pretty good. But this year, since it's Tampa and Kansas City, I mentioned this last week, but I did pork belly burnt ends in a Cuban sandwich.
Ooh.
That sounds delicious.
That does sound delicious.
Except I left out the pickles because I don't like pickles. But anyway.
I mean, I've got pickles in the fridge if you need pickles.
I don't.
All right. You know what? I don't normally care about sports.
Yeah.
I really, like, and I also never liked the Patriots. But I really hope Tom Brady's team wins this year, just out of fucking spite for all the people it'll make mad, especially the Patriots.
You know, it's funny. I think the Patriots are the only ones who are going to be mad.
Yeah.
I've talked to many people and they're all like, I fucking hated Tom Brady. Kind of want him to win.
Yeah.
I'm like, really?
I just want him to win.
No, you just hated the Patriots.
Maybe that's it. I don't know.
I mean, it's like, it's the same thing. Everybody hates the Yankees too.
I mean, I have no opinion on baseball at all. Other than it's the most boring sport.
You've never watched soccer then.
Baseball's okay to watch in person, but I can't do it on TV.
Email from Mimsy in.
I tried to go to a baseball game, I don't know, a year or two ago. My mom's like, we got tickets to the... They're having a company picnic or something down at wherever the Storm Chasers play now, which is
Warner Park.
A beautiful little stadium.
Like, I've not been there.
It's small. It's like half as many. It's like 10 rows of bleachers.
I was planning on going last year.
It's a really big stadium with almost no seating for watching the game. Yeah. There's lots of like event shit around it. But it was a nice little stadium. There was some decent food, but the seating was great. You're close to the field. But I'm like 5 innings in, and I'm like, how do people sit here for 8 hours watching this boring garbage?
Drinking a lot of beer.
Baseball can be fun. It can be boring. It's there's things about baseball though that like you can learn to appreciate.
Naps? Is it naps? Is that you can take an entire nap and you didn't miss the end of the game still?
There's a whole nap time.
Yeah.
During the seventh inning.
Ugh.
I don't know. Baseball can be really fucking fun, but it can be really boring. But then again, any fucking sport. Football can be really fucking boring.
Yeah, yep. But...
like when neither of the teams do anything.
But it's not always really boring like baseball. Again, you're not guaranteed to have 8 innings of boredom and maybe
Like the Super Bowl 2 or 3 years ago? Chargers and Patriots? That was fucking boring.
Fuck, man. Or like 90% of the last fucking... Anytime two SEC teams join together in a fucking playoff or national championship game, 9-6 final. What an exciting game of nothing but field goals.
The only time I've ever had fun with baseball is when I used to play with me and my buddy Larry and my brother and a bunch of my brother's friends and some other people. And the game sucked, but it was mostly just a huge fight of us cussing each other out about whose fault it was.
Yeah. I don't know. I can see why people...
About who was just standing there when they should have fucking caught the stupid fucking ball.
I can see why people wouldn't like it. I used to love playing it, and I enjoyed watching it growing up. And there's fun things about, like, honestly, okay, you don't like that. Home Run Derby's fucking great to watch.
My favorite is always Can of Corn in the Home Run Derby.
Can of Corn.
There's a video game on the Super Nintendo called Ken Griffey Jr.'s Baseball.
Okay.
There was a home run derby mode in it. And if you weren't Ken Griffey Jr., there was no other licensed players in it. It was just Ken Griffey Jr. And then like your other players were Can O' Corn and other baseball puns.
Yeah. Hmm.
But Can O' Corn is the only one I remember.
That's fair.
It wasn't a great game.
No, but it was like what you had on the Super Nintendo if you wanted to play a baseball game.
I did not have a Super Nintendo. I switched over to Sega at that time.
You were smart, because then Sega had all the good baseball games.
Yeah, but they didn't have any good other games.
Yes, they did.
You were stuck with like
Shining Force, Sonic.
You've had Mortal Kombat 1.
Sonic.
Yeah, Mortal Kombats that were better.
Only Mortal Kombat 1 was better.
Are you sure about that?
100%. Mortal Kombat 2 and 3, well, I don't even think 3 came out on the Genesis, but Mortal Kombat 2 was way better on the Super Nintendo.
I had 3 on the Genesis.
Did they start giving blood on the Super Nintendo?
Yes.
Are you sure?
After the first one, yes. Yes, because I own them all for everything. I was a big Mortal Kombat nerd when I was a little kid.
I mean, you're just a big nerd, so.
Yeah, but I was a real big Mortal Kombat fan. Until they went 3D and betrayed me.
Yeah, one of those things, huh?
Nobody wants to play Mortal Kombat 4. That game fucking sucked.
It's weird how there's so many games. You know, that's another one. Shining Force was one of those games where it was like really good, really good, really good. And then they started doing 3D versions of the games. And they're like, not as good. I mean, 3 on the Saturn could have been good. It was 3D, but it was like on the Saturn. So it looked terrible.
Some games really made the jump well, like Mario and Zelda and... That's the entire list. Maybe Final Fantasy. But that's only because Final Fantasy still played like a 2D game for most of its existence.
I'd say GTA made the jump.
Yeah, GTA.
GTA was
GTA, but was that better. Actually made the game good.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, I never played the top-down one, but I know how much people love
it. I played the shit out of 1 and 2. But.
My little brother, Bo, used to play Grand Theft Auto 1 and 2, but not as a criminal. He would just be he'd make up a whole backstory for his dude, and like he'd decide this radio station is where my guy works, and he'd like have a house, and he'd drive from his house to work and just park and get his guy out and walk up to the building and he went into work, and like he basically played like fucking house with this fucking game, and he would just drive
the Sims.
It was so fucking funny.
There are some Twitch streamers that do that, and people will watch that just full on RP and GTA 5.
Yeah, but there was no multiplayer. There was no online. It was just my brother and his fucking imagination. Like, this is fucking Jim's got to go to work at the construction site today. Yeah. And he'd obey the traffic laws and shit.
Huh.
Oh, and good news. We talked about, you asked me if I was watching the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
I am, because it's on CBS, not Fox.
Oh, great. Can I come over and watch the Super Bowl?
I mean, if you want to.
You can say no. He already did.
If you really wanted to, you could.
I kind of do.
You'd probably hate it. Ooh.
Why? Who's all going to be there?
No one. Just me.
Oh.
I think we're going to do breakfast for dinner, too.
Ooh. Do I need to bring money or anything?
I'll talk to Doria.
All right. Let me know.
I'm going to invite Trevor over.
Let me know. Let me know if that's all right. It's all right with her. I mean, I realize she deleted me off Facebook and hates me, even though she wants me to vouch for her wedding for some reason.
No, that was all me. Oh, my God. So they fucking, she forwarded me a message from the priest. And it was like, we haven't heard anything back from Collins References. I'm like, they just got them last week.
Yeah.
Like, what the? And then he's... Then he's like, oh, yeah, I guess that makes sense. He said that he didn't send those out until he got my paperwork back. I'm like, then what the fuck are they asking for?
Jesus Christ. Yeah, I'll fill it out today, and you can. I'll give it directly to you, and you can carry it there and shove it right up his ass.
God damn. Oh, sorry. Don't play him this
Colin
episode.
Colin besmirches the Lord.
God damn it. I'll do it for you. Fucking church. Man, what a scam.
Such a pain in the ass.
What a scam.
Scam.
What a scam.
Should we start a church?
Sure. Okay. What are we going to worship?
I don't know.
We got to really...
I haven't gotten that far. I just like the idea of making money.
I mean, that L. Ron Hubbard did it on accident and made one of like the most successful new religions in the universe.
Yeah, that's
true. Yeah, but he didn't make any money off of it.
No, but somebody's making a whole lot of money off of it.
But it wasn't that motherfucker.
I mean, he's dead, so.
I know. It didn't become popular until after he died.
What are you going to do? I just wanted to check my notes and make sure I didn't have anything else written down. I didn't. Just.
He is responsible for, like.
Kong and Link's Awakening.
One of the greatest movies ever made, though, so.
What's. Oh.
Battlefield Earth. Fantastic.
I've never made it through that fucking disaster. Damn it.
It's so bad. But I really like Barry Pepper, so I watched it.
Goddamn.
More than once.
Why would you do that?
Because John Travolta's the fucking best version of John Travolta in that fucking movie. He's like John Travolta from Face Off.
All right.
But
9 feet tall.
Yes. And a space alien.
Okay, so Battlefield Earth is part of Scientology canon.
Yep.
Okay.
They made a movie out of one of the Bibles, the books,
yeah,
about these aliens who come and enslave humans, which I guess is their revelation. I don't fucking know. I don't understand Scientology. Anyway, John Travolta plays the main villain, who is like this 9 foot tall alien.
Wears platform boots.
He kind of looks like he's dressed like fucking Kiss, but with dreadlocks.
And a receding hairline.
Yeah, he's like a half Klingon, half fucking Gene Simmons. Is that the right Gene?
Yes.
All right.
With fucking weird dreadlocks.
Yeah.
Oh my God, it's fucking awful. You know what?
Yeah, I'm going to look up a picture.
Okay. And I assume there's some kind of human revolution. I've never made it that far into it. It's so fucking boring. And the whole movie is like gray and blue. It like has this fucking shitty filter over it. And it's boring. And it's boring. And it's John Travolta is a 9 foot tall alien Hitler. Yep. And it's fucking stupid.
Oh, yeah. I've seen a picture of this before. I just guess I didn't know what it was from.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yep. Fucking terrible. I love it.
Huh. I will probably not watch that.
So, you know, the Christians, they have fucking Charlton Heston and the Ten Commandments.
And Passion of the Christ.
These guys, they have Battlefield Earth. Huh. So that's how you know it's a serious religion that should be taken seriously. You know, the fucking Hellenists, they have Clash of the Titans and fucking... what's the other one? Jason and the Argonauts.
It's a good one.
But it's no Battlefield Earth.
Jewish people have the Rugrats Passover special.
Wow.
I mean, they also kind of have the Ten Commandments.
Oh, yeah, I guess.
Because that's from the Torah. Yeah. That's Old Testament.
Yeah, it is.
That can be enjoyed by everybody. I mean, isn't that literally...
Passion of the Christ is kind of the cutoff, though.
Yeah.
Well... Maybe they're like, fuck yeah. Maybe that's the ultimate Jewish celebration.
Also, Christians
like, fuck
have,
that false
Christians
idol.
Have a rock opera, so.
That's they
true.
Do. They do.
It's fantastic.
I've also never made it through that, but I get it.
I have actually made it through that.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I love the movie. I've seen it live. It's fucking great.
Oh, man. Speaking of, I'm going to spoil a movie that none of you are ever going to watch. There's a movie that came out called Dracula 2000.
I've heard of it.
I've never seen it, but they were describing it the other day on a podcast I listened to. And have you seen it, Colin?
No, but it just sounds... Anything that was Dracula, something 2000 is bad.
Well, okay, here's why I kind of want to watch it. So it has this big twist ending, okay, about the origin of vampires. That is great. The evil Dracula vampire in it turns out to be Judas Iscariot.
Oh,
and he's an immortal vampire because he betrayed Jesus.
Yeah.
And I'm like, all right, I'm sure the movie sucks, but that's a really good, that's a good origin story for fucking evil vampires. I like it. So,
okay.
I don't know. I thought that was fun and you'd appreciate it because I know how much you love Judas in that movie. I know you're a big Judas fan.
Yeah.
In Jesus Christ Superstar. He's That's fucking, the movie we're talking about, by the way.
He was fucking good.
Yeah. We got an email, if you want me to read emails.
Yeah, let's get to it.
Let me pop open my email reader.
Pop it open.
You know.
Pop it open.
Takes a minute
pop it open.
Do its thing.
I don't know why yours takes so long.
Neither do I. Probably because I only turn it on once a week.
Eh, that could be. I never really turn mine on.
Mine, I think it's because I only turn it on once a week. It just automatically turns off. So, like, I just close the lid. It shuts itself off at some point.
Weird. You should change that.
I don't know how.
Go into the settings and tell it not to shut off automatically.
All right. Well, I'll figure it out later. It's not that
perfect.
It's really not that big a deal to me right now.
I'm going
to
start painting my house soon. I just bought a bunch of paint supplies.
I recommend blue and gray with a yellow trim so you can have kind of a Batman theme going on in your dining room. It's fucking awesome.
I don't think I'll be doing that in my any room.
You're missing out because this is really the coolest room I've ever seen in the house.
I will fucking say this. It's better than the paint we have in our fucking dining room right now. That fucking pea green, mashed pea.
Oh, yeah. Ugh,
it's fucking horrible. I hate it. And then that transitions into yellow in the living room.
Yeah, I don't have any chair rails like this, so I can't do.
I think I'm honestly just going to do.
The bright yellow chair rail is really what makes the fucking.
I'm just going to
makes the whole theme work.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm just going to do fucking like eggshell in most of the rooms. Fuck
what the fuck?
I was thinking a green of some sorts in my office, but I haven't decided if I want to do light or dark.
Dark.
Don't do this color green because that's awful. Like my Crayola green I accidentally did, and that was supposed to be like a forest green, and I just fucked up.
Yeah, I was going to say do like a hunter green if you can, if you're going to do dark. Because those look good, especially if you have good wood to contrast it with.
I bet he's got good wood. What? Colin, can we get through one episode where you don't talk about someone's penis?
No.
God damn.
Sorry.
Welcome to the penis neighbors.
All right. You want to hear our email?
Yes.
We got an email at theloudneighbors@outlook.com.
Yay.
From our favorite author, M. Warren Askins. Go buy his book.
Yay.
Orphan's Right. And what was the other one?
Yes.
Fuck, I can't... The Dead Men Are Dying is the name of the series.
It's the...
And we'll edit it in post.
Book, I don't we edit won't. The show. I don't edit at all. That's, I run this thing through a thing called Levelator that brings all the levels even so you can hear everything the same.
These are big facts.
And that is all I do. And then I slap the intro music on.
To quote McBain, that's the joke.
Yeah. Fuck. Why can't I remember the name of that first book? Colin? Well, he's going to look it up while I read the guy's email. Oh, and the audiobook version of Orphan's Right just came out. So, if you don't like reading, but like listening, what?
There's an audiobook version of it?
Of both his books now, yeah.
What?
He released an audiobook of the first one when the second book came out, and then they just came out with the audiobook of the new one a few weeks ago.
Did he narrate them?
I don't know who did them.
Beyond the Spire of the Navarine.
Yeah, that's the first one. I don't know who reads them. It wasn't me because I tried to do the... He asked me to do the first one for him, and I got my fucking fat, tongue-chewing burrito voice about fucking 3 pages in, stuttering all over myself before I'm like, bro, this is going to take me like 20 hours of fucking editing to edit out all my stops and restarts. Like, if I had a booth and a guy to fucking do it on the fly, but no.
Yeah.
No. Also, I sound like this. Look at me. I plow a mouthful of fucking fat burritos. I sound like I'm fucking eating my cheeks when I talk because they're so fucking pudgy. And
I mean, really, you should have just hooked up with Sean.
Yeah.
Hired Sean to do it.
I think Patton Oswalt had a bit about that. He called it B-word fat.
Yeah.
Where you just say your B-words all weird.
Ah, everything I fucking say, man. So he writes in, hey there, my blooming onion babies.
Oh, that makes me one of them this time.
Onion so bad.
I have never had a blooming onion because I still have never been to Outback.
Brother, you want to get like, you want to like end up on shows where they got to forklift you out of your house?
I don't.
Then you probably shouldn't try a blooming onion because it's a fried onion the size of your fucking head. Battered and fried and with the most delicious dipping sauce this side of fucking Raising Cane's.
Yeah, but it's onion, so it's healthy.
Yeah. Bloomin' onions are fucking good.
Never had one.
Oh my God.
Where do you get those from?
It's Outback. Oh, and you can order to go and be like, hey, I'm going to come pick it up in 10 minutes and they'll just have a bloomin' onion ready for you. And it is. So I recommend that.
I know like they do a promotion during the Outback Bowl every year. Like I think if Big Ten wins... Bloomin' Onion is free for everybody. Or if the SEC wins, then Coconut Shrimp. But I might have those schools backwards. I don't remember.
Maybe I'll bring a Bloomin' Onion over to football if I'm allowed to come watch, Colin.
Nice.
Heard on the last pod that Grandmaster Colin is going to play through Breath of the Wild again. And I just had to mail in and let you know that there is a healthier alternative. Oh. Check out Immortals Phoenix Rising, available on console. It's the Breath of the Wild clone for sure, but it's actually fun and you're not hampered by constant weapon breaks. Peace out, losers.
So here's the thing I found playing a second time.
Yeah.
I don't have the weapon break issue as much because I know how to kill shit.
Well, one, you know how to kill shit, and two, you know, like, oh, weapons are disposable, so you just don't care.
Yeah.
You just pick up everything. Yeah, once I got like 30 or 40 hours into that game, I stopped. I'm like, oh, there's just weapons everywhere, and I can use anything to kill anything, so I just...
Yep. If I don't have a weapon that's going to kill something, you use fucking bombs. Sometimes like, it takes a while.
Like, but. It really pissed me off when I first started playing that game trying to find weapons, but then when I stopped trying to hoard the good weapons, I'm like, oh, right.
There's a Hinox to fight? Oh, I can shoot his wood armor with a flaming arrow,
right.
And it'll burn and hurt him.
Right.
Fuck, that game is so good.
That Immortals Phoenix Rising game looks interesting, but... Like, the way you find hiddens in it looks so fucking annoying.
No, like, really. What in it?
Hidden items.
Oh, hidden items.
Power-ups, everything you actually need to progress is, like, you gotta fucking look around in binoculars, and then it'll pop up on the map. But then, like, it could be anywhere on the map behind mountains. It's not real... I don't know. But it does look kind of fun.
Hmm.
But if I was gonna play a Breath of the Wild knockoff right now, there's one called... Fuck, I can't remember what it's called, but it's like a gacha game, but it's free to play. But it's apparently really good, except for like, you get characters with abilities, and you can get them randomly as random loot drops, or you can buy them as random loot drops, because it's a gacha game, and that's how they make all their money. But apparently if you get a few lucky character drops right from the start, you're fine. And can play fucking hundreds of hours of this really good Breath of the Wild knockoff for free. Gacha Games, Breath of the Wild. I bet you this works. Genshin Impact is what it's called.
Oh, yeah. I have some friends who have been talking about that game a lot.
What is that on?
I think it's on everything.
Really?
Definitely on PC.
Well, I don't game there.
Let me look up what it's on then. It's free to play, so I don't know.
So it's probably not going to be on the Switch.
It might not.
Or it's going to be $10.
No, it would be.
Nintendo's kind of like Apple when it comes to that.
I mean, they have what's that game on there for free? The one every little child plays now.
It's Fortnite. Not free. It's like
Fortnite.
Oh, is it? Oh,
Fortnite.
Fortnite. Talking about Among Us. Isn't that like $5 on there?
That's $5 on everything but phones. It's only free on phones.
Yeah, and I know Rocket League has gone free to play too.
It's on Windows and PS4.
People still play Rocket League is the weird part.
I still play Rocket League.
Car soccer.
I still play Rocket
League. Nope. Weird. It's on Windows and PS4 and then Android and iOS.
Yeah. So that's not going to happen.
You have a PS4. Anyways.
I do have a PS4 with a fucking controller battery that just doesn't fucking work.
But you have an Android.
You have electronics knowledge. Fix it.
I did, and then it broke again.
Speaking of electronics knowledge, controller. I might need you to help me out with a Nintendo Switch-related issue.
Uh-oh.
I'm getting Joy-Con drift, which is a common problem with a Nintendo Switch.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently pretty easy to fix if you take it apart and know what you're doing. And
I just sent mine in and they gave me a new one.
Yeah, but I don't want to send it in and wait a month.
That's fair.
First thing I'm going to do is just try like dripping a little bit of alcohol in there.
See it's if that stunning it how up. Much those controllers cost.
I have one of those.
Yeah, $80.
Yeah, I have one of the Pro controllers, so I was okay with sending it in.
Yeah, I never bothered with getting a Pro controller because I'm like, I got used to the little tiny weird fucking shape of the Joy-Cons in the little clip.
I bought a Pro controller, but it wasn't a Nintendo branded one. It was another one from Amazon that had, 4.5 stars with like 12,000 reviews. I think it's probably going to be decent.
Colin.
We'll find out.
Colin.
What?
Did Mad Cats make it?
No.
Let me tell you a story, Colin, that you were there for. Let's go all the way back to the magical world of 2004.
Ooh. That's not how that works anymore, dude.
I was still in high school. Okay.
Oh, my God.
When we used to... We were cool back then, me and Colin. And so there were...
No, we weren't.
I had two roommates upstairs, and then I lived in the basement. And I had two TVs, and they each had a TV. And so we had four big screen TVs.
Were you in this house or somewhere else?
Somewhere else down in Bellevue in a house we called the Monster House because it was a big pile of garbage.
Okay, yeah, I've heard you talk about the Monster House before.
Monster House was pretty cool.
Monster House was awesome, and if I didn't own this house, I would want to own that one.
Great view of the fucking air show every year.
Oh, yeah. I was three houses from the base. Yeah, like the fence was three houses from me.
Yeah.
So we'd sit on my roof and watch the air show, and it was a good time, and I do kind of miss that. But,
I wouldn't sit on the roof, though, because I don't get on roofs.
But so we had four big screen TVs and four original Xboxes and four copies of Halo 1.
Yep.
And we would have 16-man Halo LAN parties.
Which was it was legitimately a blast. Like, playing online never got that magic back.
Yeah.
Like, there was just something about having everybody in the house fucking yelling at each other.
Getting drunk.
That's how we met. Drunk. Yeah, it was.
That's how we met, was at Halo LAN parties when Mark and Justin lived in the apartment.
Yep.
And then I kept just, like, hunting Colin down and murdering him. And then I got scared because he's, like, a fucking 9-foot-tall ogre, and I thought he was going to beat me up because he was getting angry.
I wasn't getting angry.
He was like, Colin, break thing!
This isn't what happened.
And I'm like, calm down. I realize you're a 12-foot-tall fucking monster. I realize you're King Kong over there, but it's a video game. I'm sorry I'm so much better than you at video games. And we've been fast friends ever since.
I never claimed to be good at video games, so...
So we were doing this in the Monster House with 16 people and a million TVs, and it was a fucking great time. But everybody else had either brought their own Xbox controller. Basically, we had 14 real-life official Xbox controllers between us. And
mostly the Dukes, a couple of the smaller ones.
Yeah. And my roommate decided to go cheap for the last two controllers and bought Mad Catz or whatever the fuck brand.
I don't even think it was Mad Catz.
The cheapest fucking Xbox, third-party Xbox controllers you could find.
Mm-hmm.
One of them was always turning right, so you had to constantly correct yourself because your guy would just spin in circles going right. And the other one...
That makes your 360 no-scopes easier.
Yeah.
I think the other one just fucking like...
It chucked all the grenades right away.
Oh, did it?
The right trigger or whatever the grenade trigger was constantly pulled.
Perfect.
So it would just... And as soon as the match would start, you'd chuck all your grenades.
Perfect.
And so, to make it fair, even though I bought all good controllers, I would play with one of the shitty controllers, and he'd have to play, because he bought the shitty controllers, he'd have to play with the other one. And we were always on opposite teams, because his TV was upstairs and my TV was downstairs. And boy, would it turn into fucking tantrums whenever he lost, because he bought shitty controllers. Yep. Every fucking time, it was great.
Bullshit.
Yeah, just salty about it. But he wouldn't go replace his shitty broken controllers with real controllers.
There's an easy way to fix that.
Yeah. I don't know why he wouldn't just get good controllers, but he was always pissed.
Use the money from the job he had that paid him really well at the time.
Yeah.
To go get new controllers.
He was always just pissed that he had to use a shitty controller. Yeah. It wasn't his fault that we were stuck with these shitty controllers.
I don't care. That was still the best. So we were like creating teams and we're all downstairs and he was being a whiny bitch one of the nights we did it.
Yeah.
So I was like, hey, everybody down here, I'm going to be Mark. You'll be Loves. You'll be the, you'll be Cock. And for whatever reason, I don't know how it happened. Like the first game we played, it just went from the leader list, Mark Loves the Cock.
Yeah, like they got their kill scores in order just on accident to make it spell it out on the leaderboard.
And fucking upstairs, you heard everybody just fucking start laughing. And that dude's like, "This fuck you guys." God, he was fun to mess with.
Yeah, he's a good guy.
Yeah.
Just
different.
Just, you know, easy to provoke.
Yeah.
At the time.
I was always afraid he'd shoot me.
Yeah.
Because, you know, he's a gangbanger.
Was he?
Real tough guy.
Was he?
Yep.
I don't think he was.
I don't either.
I don't think he was either of those things.
Eh.
I miss the Monster House. That was good times. Yeah, that was good living.
That was cool.
Well, that's all I've got. That was our email.
Yeah.
suggesting Immortals Phoenix Rising, which I kind of do want to check out, but I'm definitely not paying full price for.
I'll probably
I think
not
it's a Ubisoft
it.
Game.
Mm. I'll probably not play it.
So it does all the Ubisoft things.
Oh. So lots of microtransactions.
I was going to say annoying grinds that you can skip with a microtransaction.
Probably.
You know what doesn't have that?
The Legend of Zelda.
Breath of the Wild.
Yeah.
It does have day one DLC that just adds more fun stuff to the game.
What a jerk of a game.
I still don't get... Sean, who used to come over here and do this stuff with us, refuses to play that game because they did day one DLC.
Like,
I mean, I don't like it, but I just...
But it wasn't...
I haven't bought the DLC, and that's my way of protesting. I still bought the game.
It makes no sense, though. Like, there's no... Because I know he's played other games that did have it.
Well, because he loves all those shitty fucking Souls games that have tons of shit you can pay for.
Yeah.
Anyway, I got nothing else. Fleer?
Not really.
Colin?
If you want to contact us, it's theloudneighbors@outlook.com.
Yeah. Facebook.com/theloudneighbors.
www.theloudneighbors.com.
All right.
I was going to say, Colin and I could have talked about the NCAA footballs game, but we didn't.
Got to wait until there's more about it. That's all they've done is
they
announced
said
a team.
It's coming back.
They've announced a team to make it.
That's fair.
So, I don't know. We'll see. They're probably going to make it terrible.
Definitely won't be a Pokemon, I'll tell you that much.
I mean, they need to listen to Not the Expert.
Who's the expert?
He's a Not the Expert.
Okay.
He's a YouTuber whose main YouTube Let's Plays are NCAA 14, where he does like creative teams and has stories. It's fucking great. It's so really
gonna,
entertaining.
Are they going to pay the players this time? Is that how they worked that
no,
back
so
out?
No, so as of right now, because NIL, name, image, and likeness laws have not gone through. So right now they're going to do what they should have done all these years and just 100% random players and names. They have the school licenses, so you'll have uniforms, logos, but the players are entirely randomized.
Got it. All right.
And I'm sure they'll be creative players, so you can go in and make your team. But, but yeah, it's just there's no way of saying that this person is that person.
Yeah.
Well, like on, I think on 14, I think it was 14, you could do like roster updates.
Yeah, and like they still put out roster updates, so like you can play as the 2020 Nebraska Huskers. I don't know why you'd want to, but you could.
Hey,
nobody wants to.
They saved football.
They were.
They did. They did fucking did.
So maybe give them a break.
Credit to them, I guess. Yeah. Well, maybe they shouldn't have saved it. They were really bad.
Well, they can't all be winners.
They definitely just aren't.
Can't. All right. Goodbye.